a short word of introduction before we get to see a little bit of this Masechta. There's been a lot of discussion recently about which Masechta we're going to try and attempt to do. And I must say it's been a little bit overwhelming because the Torah is great and Shas is made of so many Masechtas and everybody has an interest in learning so much. That's really what the result of everybody's different requests have been. And we're going to try, Beis Hashem, to make headway in various Masechtas and Shas one way or another. I know there is a calling among some who want to also have a chance to learn some of the Yeshiva Masechtas, and we'll have to consider that at the right time, Beis Hashem. But for the meantime, we've decided to try and learn. There's a number of people who wanted to learn Masechtas Yoma. Some have already done some of it in the past, and some haven't. And so, Beis Hashem, we're going to start that today. We're going to start Masechtas Yoma and hope, Beis Hashem, that we should be zeicha to get some understanding, some hatzlocha in connecting with the Yesodos of the Masechta. Masechta Yoma is quite a long, it's a relatively longer Masechta compared to some of the other Masechtas that we've done. But it goes through, and there's a lot of varied inyonim, although the name Yoma alludes, obviously relates to the fact that it has to do with the Yom Kippur, and it's in fact interesting to note that there's so much a large chelik in Shas is given just to the to apply oneself to learn the Yonah, which shows us the Hashivas of Yom Kippur. And if we may add, every time when one learns a little bit about Yom Kippur, one is zeicha a little bit to have a sheiches, nach a bissel. The Gemara in the end of Menachos tells us, Kal Isik Ba'ilo, is Ki Yoikrim, is Mezoisik in Yom Kippur, is Mezoicha. To a sheiches, to have a Yom Kippur the whole time, which is certainly not a bad thing. But what I'd like to try and do, at least initially, the first few Dafim are connected a little bit with the technical part of the beginning of the Mishnah. I'd like to just to set Be'erach the map of what the initial limit of this Perek is all about and how I'd like to attempt to learn it. As I say, there are members, lots of varied inyonim in Yoma. There's lots of inyonim that Beis Hashem is very exciting to get through, to be introduced to, not just those tied in with Yom Kippur as such, but and now let's begin the Vayla, the first Mishnah, and try and understand a little bit what's happening over here. Shtei Tazoi. Shivas Yomim Koidim Yom HaKippurim Mafrishin Koi Godel Mibesel Elishkas Parhedrin. Now, the Mishnah is telling us about the preparation that is made, that needs to be done for the Koyin Godel before Yom Kippur, before he does, he's able to do the Avodah that he's designated to do in Yom Kippur, which we read about in Parshas Acharimos. So there's a din of Mafrishin Kohen Gadol the 7 days before. What the makor of this prisha for 7 days before Yom Kippur is something which is discussed quite extensively in the first few blat, and I'd like to do that. I'd like to go through the first few sugars fairly quickly, if I can, just to pick up the yisaidus that we need to see, without getting too involved in the various inyonim that the Gemara goes through, which relates to the inyon of the makor of this prisha leYom HaKippurim. But the Vayla, what the Mishnah has told us is that there's a 7 day introduction period before Yom Kippur, for which where the Kohen is required, Mafrishin, you separate him into a designated place for these 7 days. In fact, it's very interesting just to note, but the Derech Agav, the Sfasemes makes the diuk on the word Shivas Yomim. Remember, Shivas Yomim denotes a group of 7 days. Remember, technically, grammatically, it should have been Shiva Yomim Kohen Yom HaKippur. What is Shivas Yomim? This group of 7 days, which is Fasema suggests a chiddush, and he says the following, just in the deek of the word, that there's a shaila that we could clear. If we didn't get the Kohen Gadol ready within on the first of the 7 days, he wasn't, the Shivas Yomim never happened on the first day for whichever reason it was, whatever reason may have been. Is there any tachlis or toyeles or din to do this prisha for 6 out of the 7 days, or 5 out of the 7 days? So he's medayik, the loshon of the Mishnah, Shivas Yomim means it needs to be a group of 7 days, it's a set, which is inseparable, it's not shayach to make anything less than the group of 7 days for this din prisha. As I say, it's difficult for us to discuss the din of
prisha. Prisha
is not ma'akev, Rav Chaim Zayin, correct about that, we'll get to see that soon. But even for the din of ma'akev, for the din lachatchila, to do this prisha, if you didn't do it in time, there's no longer, it's not just a build-up of up to the 7 days, which each day in its own right has a tayeles. Now, and it's medayik now from the Losh of Shivas Yomim. As I say, we can't get too involved in what the preach is until we've learnt a little bit of the Makoris about what this, where it comes from, what it's all about. We have to be magdi in this din of preach. Our Kabbalah is a shtey tazoi. So the Mishnah is told that Shivas Yomim Kodim Eim HaKippurim HaFrishin Ken Godel MiBeisoi. He has to be separated from his house, from his home, Lelishkas Parhedrin, to a special designated place, Lelishkas Parhedrin, a mokim in the Migdosh, where the Kohen spent these 7 days. Now, just for a word of consideration, what exactly the tachlis of this parisha was? Was it in order that he should be careful, that he shouldn't become a tomei, in order that he should be able to do the avoida? Was it simply that there should be a hisbeininess, that he should be focused, and that they can't just come off the street, out of the office, and go to do the avoida? There's 7 days needs, poshut 7 days of mindset, the preparation to be over, just waiting. This past 7 days of preaching may simply be, and as I say, we'll develop the various makoras through the Gemaras as to exactly what the content of this did, whether it was a preacher in order that Lishmer Betara, or whether it's simply the fact that he had to be Mizbona, the fact that he had to be ready to do this Aveda. We'll have to consider that as we go through the Sugis Beis Hashem, but Al Kaponim, they took the Kohen Gadol away from his home for 7 days, and ahead of the, as a 7 day separation for the preparation of Yom Kippur. The Lishkas Parhedrin, that's one thing that was done with this Kohen. Umaskinin loy Kohen Acher Tachtov, Shema Yera Bipsul. We were concerned that perhaps he were to become Possel, which Rashi explains we'll get to see. Rashi explains that there's a Psul, perhaps he were to become Tomei. And if he were to become Tomei, he would become Possel Avoida, Kohen Tomei Kenish Machin Avoida. Sorry? One of the Asara Nisim that happened is that the Kohen Gadol never became possible, but notwithstanding that, they prepared the Kohen in place. Shema Yerav Epsul, shouldn't be stuck without a Kohen to be able to be Oymed to in place of this Kohen Gadol, because if it were to become Tomei, he couldn't do the Aveda, and they had to make sure.
Maybe it became possible before.
Sorry?
Yom Kippur, it didn't become
possible. Yeah, it couldn't become possible. Shema Yerav Epsul, that's also true. Rabbi Yitzchok is more that the Lashon of the Mishnah, I think, rather than all of us, about his, where he didn't become Pusul, says, that one of the Nisim were, Keri Le'yom HaGadol V'yom HaKippurim, on Yom Kippur he never became Tomei. He could have been that, he could have come Tomei Beis a day or two before, for which purposes we also need to be Maskin and Lo'yom HaGadol Lachar. Just to mention, it's very interesting, the Roms mentioned this Mishnah, and I want to tell you a very interesting thesis, Yontov on this Mishnah. The Mishnah says that one of the Nisim that happened in the Mikdash was that a Kohen Gadol never saw Tumas Keri on the night of Yom Kippur. And the Tais Yontov finds that interesting to consider that greater Ness, you find a Sedot Tzadikim and not Roya Keri Bifrat, on the Yom Kippur, they were massacred the Kohen, they kept him busy the whole time, they kept him to make sure he was cold in the Mikdash, he was learning the whole time. They did, it wasn't Kiman Nol Shachm Metzias that he should become so, although it could have happened, but to consider a Ness, that he never became Tomei is a dvar pella bit. He says, "V'yesh mishehikshem v'loma yer loy keri achashir mezalzen loy so he calls shiva sayomim u'betara v'ziknaom kalalaylo etc." They never stopped keeping him busy the whole time, keeping him occupied, keeping him involved. V'hatshuva, and he says, "Zamayit degezach." He says that the fight that there is between the yitzahora and the yitzatov is such that when you come to the highlight, the point at which the Yetzer HaTov, or the Kapor of Kavis, is at its peak, that's when the Yetzer Hara works the strongest. That's when the Yetzer Hara works his hardest. And he comes with culminating tachbulas to deny Kavis all the opportunity of having a Tara of Yom Kippur. And so although we wouldn't have expected normally him to see Kerry under such circumstances, but that's the time when the Yetzer Hara is throwing everything at him to make sure that he shouldn't be able to do so. Ad kedei kach that Chazal considered it a nes that he never actually happened to him. Al Kaponim, but the Mishnah tells us that because we're nervous, Shelo Yer Apsul Kohen Gadol, and Apsul would render him Posel La'Avoda, so Maskin Lo Kohen Achar Tachtov Shema Yer Boi Psul. Sorry? Yeah, so that's a Shaila whether the second Kohen has Prisha. You want to know whether it was Prisha? So the Gemara is Medayik Be'emes, that it says Maskin in Loi, but it doesn't say Mafrishin. That's a Diuk in the Gemara on the Nafgimel over the base. And the Gemara says, if you're ready, maybe earlier the Shaila, which is an important thing to know, the Gemara says that we can see from this Mishnah that the Prisha is not Ma'akev. Because if Prisha were to be Ma'akev, then when we were setting aside, designating a Kohen Acher, a deputy should we call it, we'd have to do Prisha for him as well, otherwise there's no point in putting somebody else in place if he would not be roy to do the Avodah because he hasn't had the Prisha. So the Gemara says from that you can see that it's not Ma'akev. The Gemara questions this based on the Makoros where the Gemara learns it from, but the Maisa, the Gemara is without the Mishnah. The Gemara says, V'chitei mehochanami, that in our Mishnah the Prisha were to be Ma'akev. V'hotanano maskinin loikoin acher, v'loiktoni mafrishin. V'chitein in my maskinin mafrishin. It's not Mashma in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah is mafrishin loikoin godel, maskinin loikoin acher. So the Gemara tells us very clearly that the Prisha of the Kohen Gadol is not Ma'akev, and for that reason, it's important to know if for some reason, and if someone else had to replace the Kohen Gadol, and he didn't have the Prisha, the necessary Prisha for 7 days, that didn't render him impossible, and the deputy, the one that was put into place, Taka, did not have any Prisha. Because anything that was not Ma'akev was not done with this Kohen that was put into place for. The Emes is, I just want to mention, it's a very interesting thing about this Maskinin lo kohen acher tachtov, because we know that there was a position of a second kohen who was called the skan kohen. Now we meet the skan kohen in various places, in various circumstances in which the skan kohen was involved. And the Gemara later on tells us, that the purpose of the skan was in order that he should step in for the kohen gadol if the kohen gadol were to become possible, if the kohen gadol were to become tummy. For that reason, there was such a thing, such a position considered a scam. The Sanya of Chanina scam a Kohenim Oimer. Lomo scam imino. It's interesting. He said the following: Chanina scam a Kohenim. Lomo scam imino. Sheim ira by psul be Kohen Gadol nichnas scam mashamish tachtof. And Rashi actually brings the Gemara as a Gemara Lamatas of Adalath. The Gemara says like this: Kach omru b'shem Reb Yitzchok Halevi. And I heard from Rabbeinu Yitzchok that the Giris in the Gemara is a little bit different. And Rashi says, well, how we're supposed to read the Gemara is, Lomo Skan Memuna? Why the Chlal is there a Skan Kohen? What is the position of the Skan Kohen put into place for? Shem Yer Absul. That if there'll be a Psul, then he'll step in place. In fact, Rashi goes on to say, well, Kozman Shavayer Absul, Eina Skan Ovid Shum Avoid Ba'ilom. The Skan does absolutely nothing other than be there on standby to replace the Kohen if it's to become possible. That's a Mefurish Rashi and Daf Lama Tes on the Dalaf. So the Gemara Sariba has questions because he doesn't understand. Maskinin le Kohen Acher, there was somebody already whose standard position was the Skan Kohen Gadol for that purpose. So what was it necessary to find somebody else Maskinin le Kohen Acher? And he tries to understand that this is the time it's possible that there was a Skan regularly in position. But if for one reason or another the scan had died or the scan wasn't available, at this time it was important to make sure that the scan was in place to be able to stand in place of the Kohen. But it's like a very interesting the fact that this Mishnah seems to be mashma that there was somebody whose position was particularly only for these 7 days, and although there seems to be a standard position of scan Kohen Gadol who l'chayru was standard, whose position was to fill in for these purposes. Al Kaponim, we had to make sure that there was somebody else in place without necessarily the Prisha, who is available to replace the Kohen.
What would he fill in during the year?
Yeah, that's a great Shaila. We're going to discuss that. What happened to this? We have to know two things about this scan. First of all, did he have the Minui? Did he have the Ribbon Begodim? Did he have Mashicha? What position? How was he inaugurated in a way to be able to stand in the Mokum the Kohen Gadol? You couldn't just do that way to the Kohen Gadol. There was a Seder which needed to be done to give the Kohen Gadol the right, the Kedusha, the Koyach, to act on his behalf. And that's something which the Sugis discuss. That's a matter of discussion, what Maskinin means. What does Maskinin mean? Does it mean that they actually gave him Kedusha's Kohen Gadol? Or does this Maskinin mean, just make that the Tosef, oh, down is a Gerech. What does it mean, Maskinin? So already he's pointed to this, the Tosef Yishonim says the following. What does Maskinin mean? That means to say that we had to prepare him technically. A Kohen Gadol needed to have Shmeinu Megodim, so this Kohen Gadol Maskinin means that his wardrobe was set into place, that he had Megodim, but it had to fit him. You couldn't just take any standard size off the shelf, and so he needed to be prepared with the Shmeinu Megodim. In fact, there's a discussion. We know the Kohen Gadol had a combination of two sets of Megodim. On Yom Kippur specifically, he had the regular Shmoyna Begodim and the four out of the eight, which was the Big Day Lavum. And there's a discussion, members, why we only talk about the Shmoyna Begodim, why don't we talk about the four Begodim? which lends itself to a discussion which we find later on in the Gemara, whether the four begodim that the Kohen go regularly, whether the same as the regular Kohen Hedit's begodim or not. That's a regular Kohen Hedit also has four big day lovon. And the Kohen Gadol had, besides for that, an extra four big day zohov. And there's a discussion in the Gemara whether the four of the Kohen Gadol was the same as the Kohen Hedit or not. So that's a discussion which we'll see later on, a very interesting discussion. And this Tosishanim is mashma that the maskinim was only the big day zohov, which were to be mashma that his regular big day lovon could be used even in the position of Kohen Gadol. Akaponim, so let's assume divided this maskin, as it says in Tosishanim, that he was prepared in advance for this job, because he had begotten which would enable him to do the avodah. The big day kuna were ma'akiv the avodah to do so. Is a big day and alayim ein kunos and alayim shetni gemara. So he needed to be in place, ready to be able to stand in for the kohen gadol. Shema yerav ibsul. Rabbi Yudah Omer, so divided the Mishnah has told us two halachas. The Mishnah has told us one is that there's 7 day prisha. That means that he has to be separated to amokim yuchud korov lemigdosh, the kohen gadol himself, in preparation for the Avodah. And the second thing is that we prepared somebody, a skan or a deputy, somebody to replace the Kohen Gadol if he were to become Tomei, and therefore somebody had to be able to stand in to do the Avodah on his behalf. Rabbi Yudah Omer, af isha acheres maskin loy, shem otomus ishtoi. Rabbi Yudah says that they also prepared, they needed something else that they needed to prepare for him. What was that? They needed to prepare a second wife for him. Why? Shenema. The Torah talks about, when the Torah discusses the kind of kapora which the Kohen Gadol has to achieve on Yom Kippur, it's ba'adoyu ve'at beisoy. Ba'adoy means for himself, ba'ad beisoy means, primarily beisoy means ishtoy. He has to have a family, at least a wife, for whom he's doing this kapora as well. And if he doesn't have ba'ad ishtoy, and ba'ad mazel, if that's ma'akev or not, then if he doesn't have the wife, then he's not able to do, the avodah of akaponim. He can't be mekayim the din of ba'ad ishtoi, ba'ad beisoi. Therefore, we prepare a second wife for him. Now, it's important to know, and that we'll see discussed in the Gemara, he didn't actually marry the second wife in advance, because the Kohen Gadol was not allowed to have two wives. The Gemara says, "Vehu isha b'vsuleh yikach, isha is only one and not shnei noshim." So there was a whole chochma that Chazal needed to devise to be able to have in place a second wife for him, which was considered his wife, although he couldn't marry the second wife.
Is that the meaning of
Baskin? Yeah, perhaps. The Baskin, there was actually a process involved. And remember, there's a very interesting discussion in the Gemara. Could he marry on Yom Kippur? He can't marry on Yom Kippur, etc. Could he do? What could he do? When could he do? It needed to be something which would automatically work for him. If his first wife were to die, the second wife would automatically be in place. And that's a great chokhmah to devise a mechanism to do that, which is discussed extensively in the Gemara. It's a very interesting sugya. But they did something, which, as I say, the details of what the arrangement was with her, a kiddushin, with a tanai, with a ganze geshef, in order, and that's the maskinin, in order to make sure that he had a wife in place, in order to be mekayim the din of a chippa ba'adu ba'ad beisai. That's Rabbi Yehuda's shitta. Omreloim kein ein adob asif. To which the Chachomim said, if you're going to be choshesh that his wife's going to die, which pashtus means maybe the second one will die as well, and then you have to put a third one in place, etc. That's pashtus what it means. It means ein adod v'soif. But to which, just important to note, Kler the Gemara later on asks the question: the fashteinish the chachomim alein, their choishes that the kohen gadol shema yerabu ipsul the choishes to have to have a deputy in place, but to be choishesh that the ba'adoy about beisoy that we need to put a second wife in place, ain't a double soif. So why didn't he say ain't a double soif? Yerabu ipsul say exactly the same thing, ain't a double soif. Maybe you'd have to be choishesh that the second one, the third one, etc. So the Gemara, that was the Gemara that Shaila that the Gemara discusses. The Gemara Yud Gimel Amud Aleph says the following: Rav Yudai Ma'afi Shachar Maskin Elayv Rabbonon. Why? Mamonoshech Hochayshi the Chayish for Tuma. Amaloch Rabbonon Tuma Shchicha Misalot Shchicha. Tuma to become possible, but Tuma is something which is Shchiach, and therefore those are circumstances which have to be Chayshish for. And now that you can't say Ein Ladov Asayif because it's a Chashash that we have to take consideration for. Masha'inkin, Shema Thomas Ishtoi, Shema Thomas is Le Shchiach, and if you're going to get involved in that kind of chashash, then it's in the Dovah Seif, and that's where the Nekudah Sabi Gubb. What?
Instead of saying in the double sofa, I can say it's a mitzvah of shchicha.
No, but the Chachamim are proving such. If you're going to be chayshev the double shchicha, so let's have just one, maybe two, maybe three. They're showing up, they're making the point that it's by it's loy shchicha. We're saying in a double sofa, it's telling you, adoma de shchicha, kamen shchayisha. You're right, the Chachamim could have said, adoma de shchicha. Oh, but they're saying, the shchitzos chorem yudah that yechayshev, adoma de shchicha, it's in a double sofa. But for Tuma, which is Shriach, for them, that's the Cheshvin in the Gemara. Lama Zayn, the Rashi Rabbi, said, I'd like to be Mashiach, one or two Protim in the Mishnah. Still, Shivas Yem, Kenyam, Akipurim, Afrishin, Kain Golden. Why? Shakol Avoidas Yem, Akipurim, Eino, Ksheira, Ela Boy. All Avoidas Yem, Kippur, only Kosher through him. Now, I must tell you, this is a very, very, you say this, take a discussion amongst the Rishonim, as to which parts of the Avoidah of Yem Kippur require the Kohen Gadol. That means to say, that's for sure, that the special Avodas HaMiyuchodos LeYom HaKippurim, the Lefnai B'Lefnim, and the Soyer, and the various Cheshbonos that we speak about, needs the Yom Kippur. That's for Furish B'Zos, Yom Aaron HaKodesh, this is Aaron and nobody else. Where there's a wide discussion amongst the Rishonim, which is a very interesting one, which we'll see Be'ez Hashem, hopefully inside, is whether the regular Avodas which are done in Yom Kippur also needed to be only through the Kohen Gadol. And that's HaMachoikas Rambam, and the Balamoyer and Ramban, a very interesting Shaila, whether the regular Tomid needed to be Dafka through the Kohen Gadol, or whether it was only the special Avodas Yom Kippur that needed to be through him or not. And that's a discussion. The Rashi's of Kol Avodas Yom Kippurim, I'm not sure whether Rashi means Dafka the Yom Kippurdik Avodas, or all the Avodas which were done on the day of Yom Kippur. We have to have an open mind perhaps on what the shit of Rashi this may be. So Rashi tells us what the purpose of the Mafrishin is and what the Makoira Mafrishin is. That's discussed in the Gemara. In other words, the Mishnah has told us something which is not really fully explained. Mafrishin, but Favos, Faven, why? It's something which the Gemara goes on to discuss. What does that mean? The Rashi, sorry, the Lishkas Parhedrin. The Gemara explains where the name of what the Makoir of this din of the name Parahedrin is. In other words, I've said this Mishnah Behemoth has a lot of headings, a lot of headlines in various Inyanim, and each one of them is discussed in the Gemara in further detail, exactly what the Tachlis and the Makoir of the Afrosha is, what the Mishnah's Parahedrin is, etc. We prepare another Kohen to be the Kohen Gadol in his place. Shema Yarabi Psul Keri Oishar Tuma Hamakvi Milovu Lamigdosh. This loss of Rashi is actually very interesting. Rashi doesn't just talk about the Avodah being possible, but Rashi says even to come into the Migdosh, our Tomei Tonish Arangen in the Migdosh, and therefore anything which will stop him from even coming into the Migdosh, any kind of Tuma, is already enough Seba for us to be Chushish that this Kohen will render this Kohen unsuitable to be able to do the Avodah. And therefore, we need to have a Kohen in place for him.
So he's not really a prophet, he's a Sagan or anything, he's just there in waiting.
As I say, that is what the Sagan was. Rashi says, before Shandaf Lamates, the Sagan did nothing other than just stand waiting after the Kohen Gadol will require.
This person, if he's different to the Sagan,
you're right. This is what the Sagan is. What we really need to understand in this Mishnah is, and the Mishnah is bringing out the importance of making sure that the scam was in place. That's l'chari what it means in simple terms. I just think we're sorry, I think. U'ba'ad beisoy, gabi yom ha-kippurim, sibach remois. And therefore we have to make sure about beisoy that the wife is available for the kapor. Im kein, al chazal gezogna chachomim, if Rabbi Yudah is right, the chashir ha-misa, ila dolo soif, shamot gamzu tomus. You have to be chayshu. She'll die. It's a dover the lishchiach, and therefore to have a replacement wife in place for the kapara of the kohen gadol is not something that we're chayshu for. Otherwise, I'd just like to just expound on one or two nakudas of the Mishnah. The first thing is like this: the din hafrosha that we've discussed, and Be'ez Hashem, as I mentioned, the Mishnah will have to see the makoris for, is we've seen in the Gemara members that the din hafrosha is not ma'akif. And for that reason, it's a limud, you learn from Elohim, you learn from various places that you need it, but you can still have a Kohen Gadol in place if it hasn't done Hafrosha. And for that reason, the standby Kohen, the scan Kohen, can stand in his place even if he hasn't had Hafrosha. And we don't do Hafrosha for him because we don't do, we don't have to be miyachet for the Kohen, we're not choshesh to cover for things which are not ma'akif. That's the passions. And therefore, we don't need to do Hafrosha for the standby Kohen. Now there's another shaila which we need to consider in the Mishnah, and this din that Rabbi Yehuda was choshesh for maskina lo isha acheres, because of a chippah ba'adoy va'ad beisoy. Now there's a very interesting discussion in the Rishonim as to whether it's ma'akev, this din of chippah ba'ad beisoy is ma'akev. If he doesn't have a wife, is it ma'akev for him to do the avoda? Can he do the avoda? Is it ma'akev for him to do the avoda? Is the avoda kshera, or is this din ma'akev? Bama says it's a din which is discussed beforeish on the Rishonim. Yeah, if we have a look at the Tosfos Shonim again, the Shonim of Thomas Ishle, it's always easy to find the Rishonim which are on the page. Ulasheni lo yoyim maskina lisha acheres. So the Tosfos Shonim explains that for the second kohen, which everybody agreed we put a second kohen in place, but they didn't have to prepare for him a second wife, delo ma'akva. But because it wasn't ma'akev, therefore they didn't cover. They didn't have to provide for the second wife. And we call Mokke, Mocha, Berisha, Mitzvah, and Amufcha, Be'inom. So, because it's Mitzvah, and Amufcha, so we try to cover for something which is Mitzvah, and Amufcha. The Afilu Ma'akva, it's interesting, the Tosfos Shonim seems to have a sophic in this. Afilu Ma'akva, Lekulai Lo Yichashinon, She Tomos Isha Asheni, Keichel Lo Yichashinon, Gemara Le Mises Ashniyot. Mises Ehazoi. The Gemara, the Tosfos Shonim has a sophic balance. Whether this din of Beisoy, the Chippe Badr about Beisoy, whether Beisoy is Ishtoy, is Ma'akev V'Avid of him or not. Can he do it without Ishtoy? Pashtus, he says, it's not Ma'akev, and for that reason, we're not, according to the Chachomim, that we have to designate a second Kohen, but we don't need to designate another wife. We don't need to set up a second wife for him as well, because that Chelik is not Ma'akev.
Does he have to have one wife?
That's what we're talking about. We're talking about not having a wife. No. Shemuel Thomas Ishtoy. No,
the substitute, even if he's not got a wife, do you give him a wife?
And he can't be substituted.
Rather, he has a wife to begin with. We don't put somebody in a substitute position, which is lachatchila b'diavet. Pashtas, we want him to have a wife for sure. Pashtas, even second somebody that has a wife. Oh, but to cover for circumstances where maybe she'll die. So the Tosfos Shonim says that having a kohen gadol, having a wife, is not ma'akev avodah. The Emes is that the Gevurah Sariah has an extensive discussion, if so. The Emes, there seems to be a little bit of a stereotype in the Mishnah. On the one hand, the Mishnah says that you don't do the mafrishin for the second kohen because anything that's not ma'akev, you don't cover for. And that's mafrishin the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't give it on the day. So anything that's not ma'akev for, you don't have to cover for. But the Emes, for the Vayta Chashoshes, we're not choshev something which is not ma'akev. Why is it that you're chayshish to put a second wife in position? According to Chachamim, it's a dover. You're not chayshish because a dover the Mishnah. But according to Rabbi Yehuda himself, Rabbi Yehuda, you don't have to do a hafrosha for the deputy kohen. Why? It's in the Gemara because it's not ma'akev. And anything that's not ma'akev, you don't have to cover for the Eved. So, Ibazoi, why is it that we find it necessary to put a second wife in position? Adomos and Ishma'akev, we don't have to be misakin for cases of chashash. The only reason why we're setting up a second wife is Shemotomos of chashashes of Shemotomos. Even if we accept the chashash of Shemotomos, but it's only for circumstances with the Yevon, but the Yevon is Minishchoshish for those things which are not ma'akev. Rabbi says, Attack agrees with Pelin the Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't seem to be consistent as to whether we are choshish with Dovim and ma'akevim or not. On the one hand, the Gemara says that you don't have to do a set of prisha for the deputy because it's not ma'akev. That's a mafurish Gemara. And the Tosfos Shonim and the Tosfos Rosh and many Rishonim say that having a wife is not ma'akev avodah, and yet we are choshish for circumstances where his wife will die. We put a second wife in position if you're choshish Shem Otom. So that great Kasha, what the difference should be. The Emes is that the Yisomech is medayek from the Rambam Nishtazay. The Yisomech is medayek from the Rambam, but the Rambam holds that having a wife is ma'akev avodah. It's not mafurish in the Rambam, but the Rambam is mashma azoi. The Rambam says that all these avodas of Yom Kippur have to be with the kohen nosui. That's the lashon of the Rambam. Hakoyel the kohen gadol nosui shenema v'chippur ba'ad v'ad beisoy beisoy zuishtoy, which is mashma that's something which is you can't compromise. And hakoyel nosui mashma that there's no tzad of being able to do the avoda otherwise. Azoi is the mashmaos. That's what have the it's a meyach is medak the Rambam. And he says, there's generally a clan in Kodshim that whether the Torah repeats any of the Tanoim is Shana La'akiv, And if it says bad doing bad basically many times, then the bad basically is makva. As he's not the most ameach. As he held the Rambam, so there's a mafurish and machlekes rishonim as to whether having a wife is ma'akiv the avoda for the kohen gadol or not. Just mentioning this.
Murphy should prepare a second wife for the second.
For the second wife also, yeah. No, so on that you've got the second test of Tosafot Shomim. You're right, Ben. But the Tosafot Shomim says that for Shemuel Thomas the second time round is after Yerachish.
And the Rabbanim does hold this makkah,
but yeah, no, so that's not a problem. We don't have a problem with the Rabbanim because David the Shchiach, they say that Shemuel is an Achishish,
but even if it would be
makkah. Yeah, even if it would be But in Rabbi Yehuda, we've got a problem. It's cheshish for a dover the ma'akev, which is not, on the one hand, the dover which is not ma'akev, the Gemara says, you know, cheshish and eat, or cheshish, which needs explaining. I'll tell you what the Gemara Sari says about this in a minute. Well, this is a very interesting Osameach, which discusses about an interesting case where we'll find a chetimtza by a Kohen Gadol, which will not be able to get around the problem that of not having a wife. I'll tell you what he says. He says, especially in Machmas, the very, very absurd. Shikava Shtikal is Osamech. It's very interesting about what he discusses. I'd like to mention this in the piece where he quotes his Rambam Zot Zayin to Santa Zah. He says, what will happen if the wife of the Kohen Gadol will be in a status? Let me show you that somebody who is not Shofi Badato. Status. Suffering from. Comes a Shaita. Some people can happen in their older years. Kreta Shaila, what will the din be of this Kohen Gadol? He's got a wife. But she's a lav bas das. So now he says like this, to take another wife alongside the Kenanish. He says, it's in the Torah, but we should be saying, Kenanish, I'm going to tell you first. Even if one of his nishtatas, he can't take another one. Mesa Ishtar, he can take another one, and that's the case that the Gemara tries to cover for. Oh, we're not talking about Mesa Ishtar. Ah, Vesta Zogon says he's nishtatas, so why can't he? Well, half a second, I'll take it, because the Shaita can't be Mekabel again. That's why this piece of Isamech is gone. Isamech Because the Shaita Kenish Makabal Zanag. Oh, so what's the problem? So this is Nishtatis. What's the wrong with that? The Chippe Bound of Admesa. It's over like a Pura for Nishtatis. I'll tell you a very interesting Isamech. Go into Santazach. I bring the Gemara. That was a discussion amongst the Mephorshim about this, the rival Isamech. But he brings the Gemara in Zvachim. The Gemara in Zvachim says the following. The Gemara says that Ashaita is quoting this, you said in the Gemara, as Ashaita is a lav bar kapor favos, because the Gemara says that somebody who is hifrish chatosi, somebody who has done a aveira requiring a chatos, who is mafrish as chatos, v'nishtata. State the Gemara in a kriva. You can't bring it anymore. Rak, kashachosa v'nispakech sashayin the Gemara, z'dichuyo, d'nishdichuyo. Akapon is stated in the Gemara that somebody is mafrish as chatos and is nishtata, you can't bring it. Why? So that he's understanding from this Gemara. Because Ashaita is a lav bar kapora. It's ain't a mechid for mitzvah. It's a lav bar das. It's not shaykh to bring kapora for Ashaita. If the Gemara says you can't bring a chatos for Ashaita, so an hour posse, the chid bebaad in ad besa, it won't work. Mekedach ish bregen hakom for Ashaita, a furish in Gemara, mekedach bregen hifrish chatos of inishtata, ain't no kreva. So the chid bebaad in ad besa, it's not going to work. And as I said, the Tachlis is Sameach, there will be circumstances where you have no Eitzer. That means you won't have an Eitzer to have a second wife. You'll have to find another Kohen. If it's Ma'akib, you'll have to get a replacement Kohen. If it's not Ma'akib, he can do it as it is, perhaps. Or but there's a circumstances where a Kedish Megarashai, he can't take another wife with her, and yet she doesn't need Kapora. There are those who say Ba'amasai, it's not so posh at Ba'amasai, and that's got a little bit to do with how the operation of Chippe Ba'adar al-Besai works, and we have to see. It's true that the Gemara in Zvochim says that for somebody who is a shaita, you can't bring a korban on his behalf. But that could be a kenzach ishrechen and a bala korban. He can't be somebody who, on his behalf, you're bringing a korban, he can't bring a shaita, is a lav bahavas korban. That's what the Gemara says. A kenzachim ke korban. The Gemara does not say, however, that means that there's no such thing as achieving kapora for somebody who is a shaita. Don't say the chibba ba'adavad basic ba'etz and the kohen is the bala korban over here. He's using his korban to give kapora for her as well. So again, Andra of Demno Isamech and Ishgerech is a very interesting taina. And Gemara state that if the one, the Balaviri himself, has become a Shaita, can't for him, he's bringing a Korban. He can't be a Balakorban, he can't have asked Korban on behalf of a Shaita. Oh, but when the Kohen Gadol is bringing Ba'at Beisa, he's bringing for his wife. So it doesn't, of them, she's not considered the Balakorban. He's considered the Balakorban, but she brings on her behalf. It's Ketan, he can even do it for a Kohen, even if his wife's a Shaita. Very interesting to Cheshbon. Oh, but Isamech, Alinzok, name. As a nishtata, kemnish brengin korban, so that'll be circumstances where he'll have no eitzah to be able to do about this. At the bottom is azoi. So we've got machlekes rishonim whether having a wife is ma'akiv the kapora, whether ma'akiv the kapora of the kohen gadol or the nish. Kama rishonim hold it. It's not ma'akiv. The Rambam holds it. It's ma'akiv as is the mesamech mashmos, and the Tzitzis Rishonim himself as a sofik. But what we need to bear in mind is a shaila. How are we going to understand the Mishnah? How are we going to understand the Mishnah? On the one hand, the Mishnah says that because Prisha is not ma'akiv, so we're not choshish for cases of sfeikas, of b'liyeved, to have to put in the Prisha in place. That's why the second Kohen, maskinin, not mafrishin, is not the Gemara, it's not ma'akiv. On the other hand, we're choshish to put a second wife in place. Hagamas, the Rishonim say that the wife is not ma'akiv, it's going to have it. It's a shaila. So the Gemara Sari starts to make the cheshbon the following. And he says like this, he says, when you get to this Kohen Acher, why are we putting in place a Kohen Acher? Because actually the Kohen God will become possible, and so we have to put somebody else in place. He says, at that stage, the priesthood is history really by then. That's the stage when we're replacing the Kohen God, the priesthood that he should have happened has already been. Too bad! Might not have a habit, it's the end of the story. The Kohen that we have available now, he didn't do priesthood, and we didn't need to be choshish for these circumstances. Standing where we're standing today, the Din Prisha is now historic, and therefore, for the Kohen that we have at the moment, we can go along with the Kohen without Prisha. But the Masha Ein Kain, when we're talking about the Chivabad of Abbesoi, that Din is Chal for us now as we're moving on using this Kohen. It's not just a question of whether the Prisha should have been done in the past. That's something which, as is doing the Avodah now in Yom Kippur, is something which is lacking. That was Choshish to cover, even if it's not Ma'akiv. To go ahead and do a b'di'evet on not having b'adav ad-besoi, which is the din that's chal at the time, that we're choshish for, although the prisha which should have been done in the past, that's already something which is not so relevant. Good. Kevin Damza. But I want to be meister of b'yisai this, and what you say this dik is shayla. This is a shayla which the Mephoroshim discuss, and this is an introduction b'emes to the din of prisha. When we talk about this din that the Kohen Gadol needs prisha, this is something that I want to be mizboiling about. Does this din prisha that the Kohen need to have has to do, whether it's a picture, it doesn't become Tomei, whether it's his bone in Avodah, and I think there'll be a big difference in what the din prisha is. Does that have any effect on the Avodah that he's going to do later? Enough Purisha, for sure. Is that any difference in Avodah the Kohen Gadol later as to whether it's done prisha? Well, prisha is a din, we have to be... You have to be designate yourself 7 days in ahead. Or but the din prisha is a din on its own. In the Avodah that the Kohen Gadol goes ahead and does, Nish Prisha, he may have to do Prisha, but Prisha is not a din which affects the Avodah. Or is that not the case? Is the Prisha that he's done, does that make a difference to the Avodah that he does on Yom Kippur? Very interesting, Shaila, he has to do Prisha. And I would say, Bamas, if you'd ask me, we have to a little bit be misbehaving in the reasons why he does Prisha. If his Prisha has only Shvar and Tomei, that's Nishkanafkim in anymore once he's done that, when he does that, but he does something, he didn't do Prisha. There's Tarekan of Achan, of Adam, of Purishan, etc. Maybe if it's in Prisha to focus on Avodah, it's Yonafkim in with office of Akavonim. Does he say this thing in Nidin that we have to be done? And this is really the crux, the Chayra of the Chilik in the Mishnah. Not just that maybe that's what the Gemara Sari means, perhaps. The reason why the Prisha B'di'evet, we don't have to cover for if it's not Ma'akiv, and the Gemara says because it's not Ma'akiv. It's because at the end of the day, it doesn't make a difference to the Avodah as it's been done in Yom Kippur. When the Kohen does the Avodah in Yom Kippur, the Avodah in Yom Kippur is going to be a good Avodah as it is. We would have wanted Prisha to be been done. But when he's going ahead on Yom Kippur and doing the Avodah, now it's not relevant as to whether there's a Din Prisha or the Nisht. That's a Din what's relevant to his Avodah. The Avodah has to be such that he's doing Kapara of himself and his wife. And then, even if it's true that it's not Ma'akiv, it may be true as an Ish Ma'akiv, but that's as he's doing the Avodah in Yom Kippur, he's doing something which is lacking. Of them, Shekhar Mishnah, we want to cover for that. In other words, that which the Gemara says that because it's not Ma'akiv, we don't have to cover for the Brisha, that's only because when we get to Yom Kippur, Avodah already doesn't make any difference. Avodah will be exactly the same Avodah. If it would be Ma'akiv, you couldn't do it. But because it's not Ma'akiv, once we get to Yom Kippur, we let him go ahead and do the Avodah, because now that's not relevant. So maybe that's what the Gemara Sami means it's historic. It means high tradition again, Avodah anymore. So we're not bothered about it any longer. Is something which is now, as he goes ahead to do the Avodah, he's supposed to be doing a Avodah, a Kapora, a Zricha, a Vidya, on behalf of his wife. He's not doing it, so he's in a B'di'evah, Dika Avodah on Yom Kippur, rather than not having done the Prisha ahead of Yom Kippur. That's assuming that the Prisha doesn't affect the Etzin Din Avodah. If the Prisha affects Avodah, then Avodah is
the same Prisha as Paradolas.
Sorry?
Yeah,
so you're saying that Bemis is not, doesn't affect Avodah Bechol. And Emma says that Gerech of you that when Odef has to be able to work what this is, then after that, the Sukkis, you have to see what you're doing it for, why are you doing it. But I'm suggesting, going along with what you're trying to suggest, that if the Prisha Be'etzem is not a din that makes a difference to Avodah of Sukkis, Siddadin, Fama Machta, whatever it may be, various halachas, you have to be designated for whatever reason that may be. It's a very glatter svora what the chinuch is between the preacher, which is not ma'akif, which we don't need to back up with the second goyim, and the chibah ba'ad say even if it's not ma'akif, but we do need to back it up if we're chayshish, because that will be relevant as you do the avodah, as you do the avodah on your Rabbi, I'd like to move on if we can a little bit to through the sugya gemara. This we're going to get involved in a little bit of a technical gemara of Korah. So the Vayner Rabbi said, just bear in mind three halachas that we've seen in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says there's the Prisha for the Kohen, which is not Ma'akev, but we need to understand that better, what the Makor is and what the reasons are. That's number one. The second is, we need to put somebody else in place, Shema Yerav Ipsul. And the third thing is, and that does not have to have a Prisha as well. And the third thing is a discussion between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim as to whether we also need to back it up with a second wife or not, which the Chachomim are not Choshish for because it's a Dovor Delei Shchiach, and Rabbi Yehuda is Choshish and he needs to do a whole system to be able to set up the backing up a second wife for this Kohen Gadol, because Rabbi Yehuda is Choshish, and whether that's Ma'akev or not seems to be a discussion in the Rishonim. Precious Mefurish not Ma'akev, whether that's Ma'akev is a discussion in the Rishonim. If it's not Ma'akev, then we have the Shaila, which we need to explain why the Prisha, which is not Ma'akev, we don't need to back up for, and Basin, which is not Ma'akev, Zuishtoi, which is not Ma'akev, which we do back up for. Basically, let's just read through a little bit of the next Shikul Gemara. It takes us to a totally different ending, but I want to say the Kitzur because I'd like to be able to move on, Beis Hashem, through the weeks to cover this Sugya of Prisha. Deidazoi, Tinan also, Shivas Yomim Kaidim Sefer Sapporo. What happened was the Kohen, in this process of preparing the Eifah of the Paraduma, we have to just understand that in the Eifah of Parah, which was used to be Matari, somebody who was Tomei Mace, there was two separate parts of this procedure. There was one part which was preparing the Eifah of Parah, to take the Paraduma, shecht it, burn it, and prepare the Eifah. Those were done on rare occasions, through in historic times, when the Eifah was prepared. That's nothing to do with the procedure which actually happens when we took the Eifah and put it in the Mayim Chaim and did Zrika on the person who's Tomei. That was done regularly whenever there was a Tomei Mace. But we're talking about the Kohen Asirif. That means the Kohen was involved in preparing the Eifah, which was afterwards put in the Mishmeres for times of need for whenever Eifah Porah was necessary. Shtei Tazoi, 7 days before this Kohen Asirif did this Maisa Sreifa, to a special room, a special designated place, which we'll get to see exactly what that means, to the north and to the east. Why? What's the cheshbon of somewhere in Hazor or the Harabais on Tzfonim Mizrocha is something which the Gemara goes on to explain what the relevance, what the meaning of what this comes to resemble. The Lishkas Beis HaEven Hoysonikras, and this special room was called Beis HaEven. Why is it called Beis HaEven? Veloma Nikrashma Lishkas Beis HaEven. Shekol Maaser B'chleglolim U'chleavonim U'chleadom. What happened was the following. Everything that this person were to do, he did in Kalim which were not able to become Tomei. We know that Kalim are various halachas of Tum V'Tara about what criteria they need to have to become Tomei. But one of the criteria is what material it's made of. And if it's made of Kli Even or Kli Adomo, then these Kalim cannot become Tomei B'chlal. So all the Avodas, everything that this person did in the 7 days of Afrosha, and everything that he did with the Pora, etc. subsequently, was all done with clay Adomo and clay Even, in order that he should be only using Kalim which cannot become Tomei. And there was a reason why it needed to be done that way. My Tama, so the Gemara, why was it that Kol Maaseh Shel Porah, everything needed to be done, dafka with these Kalim? Kivon is, it would be good enough to take a Kalim which can become Tomei, to make sure that it's not Tomei. Why do you need to have a Kalim as Kenish Veren Tomei, Vosepes, to make a special earthenware Kalim? So the Gemara said, Kivon de Tvul Yoim Kosher B'Porah, There was an amazing machlokes, like a voltig gezach, one of the historic, greatest machlokes in the world between the Chachmei Gadol and the Tzedekim, was about the Din Tara by Poro. And the Emes is an amazing thing just to be aware of before this machlokes. The Eifa, the Tara of the Eifa Poro, is something which required the Emes the highest degree of Tara. Chazal machme, every madriga that a person had, Tara for Truma was not good enough for Kodesh, and Tara for Kodesh wasn't good enough for Meichatos, for Eifa Poro. They were very, very machme on the madrigas of Tara that were needed in order to be able to do the Eifa Poro. Except for one thing. And one thing was based on a very, very interesting machlokes. The Da Apostle for Shteita Pachas Chukas, V'hizar Hatoy al Atomi. V'hizar Hatoy al Atomi. What does it mean, Hatoy al Atomi? What does that refer to? So the Gemara, I think, brings it for us later on, that the Chazal understood from this. Shteita Zoy. The Gemara brings like this. V'hizar Hatoy al Atomi, Mechlal Shehu Tomi, Limit al tfulyoim shekosha baporo. Vehizer mechlal shuutoma sheyotze mechlal tuma. Hatohir means he's just become tohir. And he's able to do the hazor on the tummy. What does it mean, somebody who's just become tohir? So we know there's a halacha that every seidat tara, when anybody's just become, let's talk about somebody who became tohir with tuma sheretz. He's become tohir. So he's touched something which is betamim and avila sheretz. So halacha, he goes into the mikveh. His initial chayma tuma has gone, but he's still considered tuma ado erev. He needs hair of shemesh. For what does he need hair of shemesh? So the Gemara Darshan is going to do more sugya as a beginning brachas in various places. Hair of shemesh is the kind of tuma which is still overhanging this person, which renders him possible from eating truma. A kenish essen truma until it's called a sheni madriga sheni betuma. Once he's become a tvulyoy, that means although he's been in the mikveh, so the main ikka truma is gone, but hair of shemesh is required for him to be echel betruma. In other words, he still has some lingering tuma until night. He given a grisa machlikas the chachme atayra and the tzedekim as to whether a tvulyoy is kosher to do the eifa lahazov eifa por. And Chazal Darshan behizar ha-toyer means somebody who is just yotzeh from tuma is enough to be able to do the eifa ha-pora, to be mazer the eifa ha-pora, even if it's a tfulyoim. And it's a meridik chiddush, because a tfulyoim is possible to be truma. A kenish essen truma, and yet Chazalom ga'altem is mutter to be able to be oisik in eifa chatzah. Meridik chiddush. Hagamnos mu machma al chumras in meichatos, chumra gab a chumra more than truma, more than kodesh, a tfulyoim, Chazalom ga'dash in the posuk. And the Tzedekim, when they did that, the Tzedekim didn't learn as the Posse. It's not Torah, it's not Torah, it's not they didn't learn it the way the Chazal learned it. I gemein a moire dike me vikuach, machlikus, between the Chachomim, as to whether a Tful Yom, somebody's been to the mikveh, wait for Har HaShemesh, on a regular Tumah, not Tumah, a Tumah's Mace, etc., where he needs Tumah's Shiva, but a regular Tumah with Har HaShemesh, whether he's roy to do this, the Avodah Leifah Por. Because Chazal will make him in the din of Tful Yom, they wanted to make sure that everybody should understand that it's not something be'emus where there's any coolers. We have to really be particularly makbir in any other kind of tumah they can come into contact. Asheni, ashlishi, any other circumstances. Because of that, Chazal went totally to the other end, to be machmir in the seder of the Esik and the Eifapara, not to make a mistake that because we're going to allow a tvulyom to do it, that we can in some way be more lenient in his tumah v'tar. Because of that, they were machmon kli glolim and kli adomo and kli avonim. The kind of kingdom was kenish mekabel zayin tuma. In order for us to understand that this has to be totally detached from any shaychus to kabbalas tuma. So the Gemara Vaitazoi. Just let's finish off the few lines which is relevant to this. Shoyo imrin slohoitzim ilimun shel tzedoikim. Shoyo imrin b'me'oyroi ve'shemesh hoyanasis. That means already you have to have Arav Shemesh gone by. Arav Shemesh has to have been in order to do it. Tekina le rabono, kli glole v'chle avono v'chle adomo, deloi le kabla tuma, keheche deloi le zelzele bo. In order that they should not become, in order that they should not be mezalzel in tuma. In fact, the Mishnah says, as the first line of this Mishnah that we just read says the following, metamin hoyu akoyin aserif is a poro, muri de kizach. You know what they did? In lahoyti v'li v'shel zadoikim, they took their koyin and they made him tuma. And they put him in the mikveh in order that he should have the Torah of the Yoim. And on that day, still while he was waiting to do Arav Shemesh, or to gemach the mikveh pora, the hitzim in the mishan tzadikim. But at the same time, I must tell you, but it's a passage we'll have to finish with this. There's a greater machlekes of showing him what kind of tumah did they do to this Kohen Asayrif. What did they do to him? Reb Chaim zok sheretz. When Azay zok Rashi, when Azay zok the Rambam. Boshtek and Tesis by uns. La betumah deraisa betamalei. Do la hava bazal zil kulav. Adanish. You know what they did? Murid the Kizach. Tesis says, Adar Amir of a Perik ain't doishin. Big day oichle kodesh medres lechatos. And what they did was the following. Somchi yedeim al roishay v'omer le'ishi kein godel reil tvoi lachas. You know what they did? They took it regular. Half a second. The regular koyanim, which the Gemara says they are not considered tohir legabachatos, they're tohir lekodesh lechatos. They get hold of it. They touched it. Is a shegivor and tome on what? On that quintessential madrik of tumah, which is only legabachatos. He went into the mikveh, and that was the tvulyoim, which afterwards he went and said to go to Abba Mala. They didn't allow him to do a proper tumah deraisa to move the point. Abba Rashi and the Rambam made the Zohar the Rambam says Mufurish. We've got this Rambam, Rabbi, so we'll just read out this Rambam, well, that will have to finish.
Tzedukim don't accept that tumah.
Yeah, say, doesn't make any difference to them. Yeah, it's an interesting shayla. According to the tzedukim, really, you're not proving any points. You're not making the point. Oh, the Rambam says, just to finish off, at stukim ayahimim she'ein ma'as ha'poro kosha ela b'merivei shemesh, l'fichach ha'yu bezdim b'b'ayseini metamen es ha'koyin ha'sofes ha'poro b'sheretz, b'chayotzevoi, v'toivu, v'achach oisei bo, k'dei levatil, dvarei v'eilu azidim, shemorin, etc., etc. And v'chol ha'kelim, they made sure that it was with the dafka kelim, which were not makabal tumah. In other words, the daloch of a state over here is that this koyin ha'sofes, when he made him tummy, to make the point that Tzvulyoim is still kosher, but they covered any other chashoshes, ruchikas of any magatumah, 10 times more than they normally were to do, in order not to be bezalzel. The bazachlikas is showing where they made him a tumah deraisa, asheres, alishit, rashi, chagigal, azishit, and rambam. Oh, no, they only made him a tumah, which was the fee, there's this madriga of zahiras in Tara, what they actually did. Back upon him, they made him Tommy, and that's the way that they prepared him. But what's relevant for our sugya is, and this we'll have to see next time, Beis Hashem, is Shteda, there was a din, Shivas Yomim, Koidim, Sefer Sapporo, before he was able to get the Sefer Sapporo, he needed to do a Mafrishin, and the Gemara goes on to say, the next to go, Manan, and nearly, where's the Makoir of the din Prisha by Koyin Asirif? Where's the din? That's the second place where the Gemara finds that there's something similar, that there's a din to take the Koyin and prepare him 7 days in advance. And the Gemara wants to know where's the Makuri for this, which Beis Hashem Rabbeinu said next time, hopefully we'll get to the Sugya to see the Makuri in the Prisha, the time of the Prisha, and understand it better. Yeah.